I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. 'Cause that is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. For there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none, there is none, there is none, there is none, there is none like you. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you with thankfulness in our hearts, Lord, determined to bless your name. But David had a determination to bless your name. He had a determination to give you glory. So he boldly declared that from the rising of the sun to the setting down of the same, that your name is worthy. And because your name is worthy, I'm going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And he welcomed all the lands to do it. And then David also had the audacity to say, I will bless the Lord at all times, not just from the rising of the sun until the setting of the same, but that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. That is our desire, Lord, today, is to make your name glorious, not only from the rising of the sun into the setting down of the same, but to make your name glorious all day long by allowing your praises to continually be in our mouths. And when we allow your presence, your praises to be continually in our mouths, Lord, oh God, we can't help but to have you along with us because you inhabit the praises of your people. And Lord, we desperately need you today. We can't make it without you today. today. Lord, I don't care about what may be on my schedule. I don't care how this may have been my same prayer yesterday or last week. Lord, I'm learning that I can't let a day go by without praising you. I can't let a day go by without being in your presence. I can't let a day go by without giving you the glory and the honor that you are so worthy of, because you are a great God. You are a magnificent God. You are a worthy God, and you're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up. And so, Lord, we thank you, oh God, this morning for a brand new day that you have made, for you have woken us up this morning and allowed us to see a brand new day. I'm in the city of St. Louis, Lord, as we prepare for the holy convocation, but prayer and praise is still on my mind because, Lord, I understand that effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, Lord, and not only do we need to pray for ourselves, and not only do we need to pray for our families, and not only do we need to pray for the cities, and not only do we need to pray for our state, Lord, but we need to pray for America. We need to pray for the world because the world in America is waxing more and more evil as the days go by. Lord, there's evil and wickedness throughout the land that somebody would go into a church and have the audacity to begin to shoot and kill innocent people as they were praising and magnifying you. But Lord, I thank you, God, that their final resting place is not here. But Lord, those that knew you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, have made their way to heaven to be with you, or will when you come with that sound and that trumpet. So Lord, I thank you for their lives. I thank you for the lives of the believers, oh God. And help us, oh God, to not carry around the spirit of fear, because you did not give us that spirit of fear, but you've given us the spirit of power, power to walk right, power, oh God, power to talk right, power, oh God, power to live right, and power to speak those things that are not as though they were. Not that we have the power, but that we serve the one that has the power that can do anything but fail. We love you, God, today, because you have been always an awesome God. We magnify you today because you have always been a keeper. You have always been a strong tower. You have always been a way maker. And Lord, we put our trust and our hope and our faith in you, because we can no longer count on America to do what's right. We also can't always count upon those that are legally bound to protect us to do what's right as well. So Lord, where do we turn to? Lord, when it appears that our lives are overwhelmed, where do we turn to, God, when it seems like all hope is gone? Where do we turn to, God, when things are not going right in our lives? God, the songwriter said, I turn to the rock, because I know that he is able, so I turn to the rock. I can turn to the rock of my salvation. I can turn to the stone that the builders rejected. I can turn to the rock because he is that chief cornerstone. He's the rock that has never failed, oh God. He is a sure foundation, and his name is Jesus. I thank you for the name of Jesus, because at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. I thank you for Jesus, because at the name of Jesus, every tongue must confess. Demons have to flee. Sickness has to obey, because Jesus is Lord. We can turn to our God, who has always over and over again been our protector, been our way maker, been our strong tower. And so the enemy thinks that he can stir up in the hearts and the minds of the people and bring about a spirit of fear into the lives of God's people. But I bind the spirit of fear. I bind the spirit of doubt. I bind the spirit of the demonic forces will touch the minds of people and have them do things unseemly to the body of Christ. God, we want you to come on in. And God, when your presence is, oh God, there is fullness of joy. We want you to come in, oh God, that you may spread, oh God, that you may fulfill in us and feel in us the power of love, that we may love those that persecute us, that we may love those that do harm to us, that we may love those and not become bitter, oh God, because bitterness, oh God, brings about wrath and anger, oh God, uncontrolled, brings about, oh God, downfalls and confusion, Lord, because when we allow our flesh to get the best of us, Lord, then that means we're not giving you the glory. God, bind the spirit of fear, bind the spirit, oh God, of revenge, bind the spirit, oh God, of doubt, bind the spirit, oh God, that's unlike you, and cast it out of your people right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
For we have been given the spirit of power,
of love, and of a sound mind. And my mind tells me that I should go to God in prayer because I can cast all my cares upon him. I can give him my cares, and I can thrust them away from me. And when I thrust them away from me, Lord, I don't have to pick them up. So, Lord, strengthen us, encourage us, drive into us and flow into us love and compassion. Oh, God, that what we do, God, will bring you glory and honor and praise, and that we won't waver in our faith and our trust in you. Lord, many of the afflictions are the righteous. So, Lord, we will go through some tribulations. We will go through some trials. We will go through, oh, God, some issues, tribulations. But I'm grateful, Lord, today that, God, the suffering of this present time cannot be compared to what you have in store for your people. You've come that we might have life. You've come that we may live and not die. You've come for us to walk in victory. That's a part of being in a sound mind. Not that we can depend upon ourselves, but you've given me the mind to trust in your word. And your word has never fallen short of its glory. Your word has never fallen, have returned back unto you void. But your word that has been declared always accomplished what it set forth for us to accomplish. So, Lord, this morning as I rise and I prepare to begin to, and I begin to prepare for the day, I can boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord hath made. And since you made the day, God, that means you made the day for purpose. You know the plans that you have for me. Lord, you know the way that I should go. So I look to you right now that you would anoint me for this day, whether we're going to work, whether we're on our way to school, whether we have a doctor's visit today, Lord, I pray that you would anoint us and appoint us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that the attacks that the enemy has set before us, oh Lord, shall fail. I declare that the unruly and unholy people that may try to come up against us or that plan to come up against us today, their attempts will fail. I declare right now, God, that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind those that try to harm us, oh God, intentionally, Lord. I bind them, Lord, and I curse them right now in the name of Jesus. Their seeds and their traps, oh God, and their attempts, Lord, they will fall into them on their own. So the things that they try to trap or set us up to die in, or to fail in, Lord, it's going to turn against them now in the name of Jesus. And I refuse, oh God, to allow anything to cause a separation in between me and thee, because you are the life, you are the truth, you are the way, and you are everything that I need and more for victory on this day. I speak against unruly people. I speak against unholy thoughts. Lord, I speak against those that are trying to come in and steal, to kill, and destroy. I speak against those that are trying to sow cords of discord amongst the body of believers. And, Lord, I bind their works on every hand. Because when we are unified and when we are one, Lord, you do great and mighty things. Help us to come together wherever we might be, in the city of St. Louis, God, across the nation. Help us to come together with one accord and with one mind to pray. Send a spirit of revival throughout the land, God, in the name of Jesus, and revive our souls. Water our thirsty and hungry souls. But with all of the drama that's going on across America and across the world, Lord, we need you to shower down on us and anoint us, oh Lord, that we may have the boldness to declare your good news in this last and evil day. What the world needs now is love, and they need a word from the Lord. And that word is Jesus still saves. Jesus still heals. Jesus still delivers, and Jesus still sets free. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for reminding us of the truth. And we thank you, God, that you're going to walk with us and talk with us on this day. Honor our sacrifice, Lord, for rising early this morning to pray. You declared in your word that men are to always pray and not faint. So, Lord, give us strength, anoint us now, bless us and walk with us through this day. And we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise in all that we say and all that we do. in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Bless those that are traveling from far and near, because they're still making their way in from across the nation and across the world into the city of St. Louis. Lord, help us to put a dent in evil in this city. Help us to come, oh God, and spread holiness throughout this city, God, because holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Holiness is not a denomination. It's a way of life, because you've called for us to be holy because you are holy. And so help us to be holy in all manner of conversation. Help us to be holy in this city in all of our interactions. Help us to be just like you, our example of righteousness and our example of holiness. Bless us today, and we'll give you the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. We say thank God, amen, and amen.